East New York area, call Pastor Howe, 766-6536.
Dan, yes, Saturday. This is Brother Daniel Wright up from Maine, and just want you to know that my wife and I remember you folks as often as we can, and I've been trying to keep you in prayer, and hope that things are okay down to the community. God bless you folks. God bless.
Hello, Brother Rich, Michigan. Jesus stood still and called me and said, "What will ye that I shall do unto you? Pray for me, my friends." So I certainly pray for you all. I have a financial responsibility I have to take care of, and I'll get back to you. Small one, but nonetheless, can't leave things undone. Wow. The physical part is going to be hard. But you see, I'm praying that this month of September and everything in it will bring goodness for all of us. It's hard. But it's true, and it's joy. Goodness gracious. You all take care. Now you keep the faith, and with my faith, I hope you'll be able to gather with the rest of the remnant to wait the precious return. Isn't it beautiful? Don't we? It was beautiful. I don't deserve the grace I've been given, but I certainly do have the faith to carry it out. Give that to me, too. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless you.
Hello. My name's Bob Peters. You got it down as Robert Peters. Hey, Saturday, you guys had a rerun of Brother Stair on the Revelation. Oh, man, I've been listening to him for years. But that's the best one. I hope you guys play it again. That was last Saturday, the 14th of August. I love you guys. I enjoy listening to you. Thank you very much. God be with you all. Bye-bye.
Hey, Pastor Rice, this is Denny Blainer from Lawrence, PA. Just calling in, check in, and listening to the broadcast from up here in New Florence, Pennsylvania. I was watching the news, and they're saying that China has their eyes on Taiwan, and I'm listening to the broadcast, and Pastor Stair was talking about the person that had the vision about the United States being nuclear attacked, and also about Taiwan. China saying, "We're going to take Taiwan." It's amazing. It's all over the news. Amazing how God's word is being confirmed. We get closer and closer every day. And a friend of mine says that he's like, "Just can't believe people just aren't paying attention. They're out of control." And I says, "Yeah, exactly. Just so it was in the days of Noah. Unbelievable. But God wrote it. God knows it. God is so sovereign and so in control." But Maranatha, brother, and blessings to all the saints. Bye now.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord. Bless you, saints of the Most High God. Brother Joe from Gray, Maine. You know that Brother Stair fulfilled his mission of preaching the message of the soon coming of the Lord to this last generation. We know that the Overcomer Ministry outreach on shortwave radio has reached over 200 nations, and they have called in for a witness of this truth. So they that called in and all that heard the prophet around the world were the ones that were blessed by the voice of his last day message. His mission was fulfilled. He accomplished and finished his mission to preach the gospel of the coming kingdom of heaven to all the world for a witness, and we are his witnesses. I believe the passing of Brother Stair also could be the closing of the door of grace. Thanks be to God for strengthening the prophet, for all Israel has been blessed by the voice of God's last day prophet. Faithful and true and sincere unto the end was Brother Steer, our friend. Bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, saints, for keeping on. Maranatha.
Yes, this is Deacon J.C. Ford. I thank God. I just heard the program, and that's something that I have had in my mind for a long time. And I thank God that I'm hearing it again, and I know that the thing is happening right at this particular time. I would like to hear more of the program. And if anything that I can say or do, count me in. Because I do believe in God with all my heart. And I do believe that it's a lot of times the people are not preaching what is really going on today. And I really appreciate what you're saying. And you're just one of the few people that is really understanding what is really going on. Pray for me, pray for my family, pray for all the people so we can realize what is going on and get our life straightened out today. We don't have a minute left. Thank you, and keep on preaching the gospel like you're doing. I feel that the Lord is working through you right now. It's the first time I've heard this program, but I realized for a while I thought I was the only one thinking about the Antichrist and the times. I didn't think I would be living at the time when these things be happening. But now, since I heard you, just keep on. And that encourages me to tell the people about what's going on today. Bless you, my friend, my brother. Thank you for the message that I read. Amen. May God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
The Holy Father, J. God, I have sinned against God, against the body of Christ. I have sinned.
I miss you, prophet, brother, teacher. I miss you. You died on the April 3rd. 4 and 3 make 7. It's God's purpose. I know the Spirit of God came down into the mind of Noah, into his arm, into his hand, and into the pen that wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. Praise the Lord. I know that God made a man named Adam, and he made him to sin so he could save him and replace those fallen angels with us, us who believe around the world we're suffering, and it's for us to suffer because we believe. Well, I'm ready to stand for it. I will speak the word of God boldly wherever I have to. Pray for me. I'm probably going to go down doing it. But it's going to turn out better in the end. Amen. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Oh. Pastor Wright, Saint Sagog, Brother Stair, and Brother Timothy, Saint Sagog, thank God for you. 45 days, Pastor Wright, till September 28th. Praying for and with you is all every day. What a faithful servant Brother Stair was. I'm so thankful. So thankful. Jesus is coming, brother. Right quick here. Tell everyone we love them. Brother Carmen, Sister Lisa, my girls. Praying for Naomi, her mom, everybody. Wow. What a mighty God we serve. Bless you, Pastor Rice. Maranatha.
Good morning, saints. At the Overcoming Ministry, this Saturday morning, 3:48 a.m., Saturday, August 14th, in the year 2021. People, the saints here, tuned in to this station, WSNR, 6:20 a.m., New York, New Jersey. That we always listen to Monday through Friday, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Unexpectedly, someone turned on the radio the AM FM transistor radio and said, began to scream and say, it's Saturday, August 14th in the year 2021, and Brother Steer's messages are still being broadcast on this station. And they were all screaming, rejoicing, rejoicing. We have Brother Steer 6 days a week listening to his messages and thanking all the saints at the Overcoming Ministry in Walterboro, South Carolina. We love you all and hope and pray that Brother Steer's broadcast can continue to stay on the whole week, including Saturday. And we're hoping that this radio station honors our request that they keep Brother Steer on the radio and whatever, and not to remove the broadcast, because those several people during their working hours, security guards, CNAs, health workers, they're all listening. Now they have to know that they can listen on Saturdays too in the morning. We don't know what time it came on, but we know at this time, approximately 3:48 a.m., Saturday morning, August 14th. God bless you all, the saints there, praying even for the callers who are always calling in, who want prayer for bereavement. We're praying with them to be sustained in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are just hoping for the return of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one and only, anxiously awaiting for him, keeping close to Jesus. Love you all. God bless you all. Bye now.
Maranatha, Sister Candy. Psalmic College. I know it's about time for prayer. I'm just listening in all day. Thank you, God. Aaron. Just calling in for prayer, and I pray for y'all, the body of Christ, worldwide. We need it. Pray through. Gotta endure. Stand. And then stand, okay? Run on, saint. Great is his promises to us. Endure.
This is Sister Danelle Carey calling in. I called in yesterday and because I was so sick. I am feeling better today, and I really appreciate y'all praying for me. I am doing better. So I've been listening to the broadcast all this evening and during the day also. And just wanted to call in and thank you. And please continue to pray for me as I pray for y'all there and at the Overcomer Ministry there, your community there. Thank you so much. God bless you. Maranatha.
God bless you, saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson in Finland, Minnesota. I'm listening on 9980, and that's been doing good today. And I'll be with you for prayer hour this evening, and I do ask your prayers for us. And I do pray for all the saints at the Overcomer and around the world. May the Lord help all the saints to be prepared for the soon coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus. Come in my prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hi, this is Keith from New London, Connecticut. I'm a licensed AM radio operator. I'm picking you up on 5.890 kilohertz between a S9 and S20 signal on a vertical HF antenna. God bless.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Borges calling in for prayer on the 13th, the 12th. Today is the 12th, August the 12th. Pray for me. Keep me in prayer. Thank you.
Good evening, Overcomer Ministry. It's a stage calling, desiring to be in the prayer, today's prayer. Very much needing prayer. And thank God for the ministry, and thank God for the prayer hour. Never, never.